Honolulu City, sleep time is over. Wake up,
wake up. Wake up! That's right. It is time for Hawaii's only Pauhana talk show. Sleep time's over. Live and direct right here from Workplay. Tonight's guest, Hawaii News Now anchor and reporter Casey Lund, and our real estate advisor to the stars at Marcus & Associates. Please give it up for Grant Kopono Kanoho. And your host for the night, the one and only Aaron Sakai.
DJ Jimmy Taco.
Hello, everyone. Here we are.
Sleep Time's Over is the show. Sleep Time's Over is Hawaii's talk show. We are here, Pauhana. Still no calamari. Believe it or not, I just wanted to say FYI, I figured we'd just start the topic of discussion. There's still a calamari shortage on the island.
I saw calamari the other night in Waikiki.
Where?
She was walking down the street, bro.
Well, there we are.
Hey.
See?
Zing!
Welcome to Pauhana, everyone. So I figured, okay, there's only one topic that's taking place this past week that we got to discuss, okay? And plus, you know, we are an urban market. That's all we're left. The hapas are gone. So we got to talk about something that happened on Monday. Two things, actually.
What?
What were you doing when Facebook was down and Instagram?
I was still hungover.
And then what? Okay, once again, the urban market, the DJs.
Yeah, I wasn't even up
there's
yet.
A curfew, but they're still out late. What are you guys doing? What do you mean? Is pitch closed at 10? What are you guys doing?
No comment.
Once again, we're a hip-hop urban market show. And
I'm not saying where I'm going.
Okay, this isn't, we're not going to call you out here. DJ Technique is here.
Hi.
And DJ Technique, he's still hanging in there. He's got a walking boot, as the kids say. Are you okay? How's the late nights for you?
Can, bro.
Okay, yeah, of course. Of course. Where have you... What did you do in Facebook? Once again, this is the urban market. What did you do in Facebook? Instagram went down on Monday.
Still on my Netflix and chill, bro.
Oh, bro. Right.
And Squid Games, bro.
Speaking of Netflix and chill, how's Pornhub doing on Monday? Was Pornhub's stats going up? We gotta ask Casey about that. You might know being in the news. Not that if he's using it, but just, you know, because he's part of the news. So we had that going on. And then, of course, when Facebook returns... And Instagram returns, we get a bombshell news announcement.
Oh, the best.
From a guy, right? Hopefully everybody caught it right when it happened, because the beloved Hawaii's very own BJ Penn, as people may have heard of him, running for governor, announcing 2022. Vicky Cayetano is part of the, I guess, the top four. You guys following the governor's race yet? You guys
no.
Or you guys are still hungover? All right. So when you guys sober up, after that happens, then you're going to see that Vicky Cayetano, the wife of the beloved former governor, Ben Cayetano, which means if you vote her, he's coming along with her. Kirk Caldwell.
Bruh.
Right, Cabot? And if anybody votes for Kirk Caldwell, quite frankly, if you guys remember him from 2020, and then the beloved, everyone's favorite doctor, Josh Green. What do you guys think of that four? BJ Penn, Josh Green. What does the urban market think of that foursome? Yep, that sums up the West Side, really. Whatever. Talking about that race. Any predictions, any thoughts on how this is going to turn out? Are we serious about BJ Penn? Taco, you got something to say about our beloved MMA
I have fighter? A lot to say. BJ's I've known BJ for a long time. He's cool. And
yeah.
I honestly think it's like the, sorry to say, but like the Bulaia vote. He's gonna get
okay
a decent amount of votes.
Is
if
it
he
Bulaia?
Actually runs, if he actually runs,
right?
It's the popularity vote. You
right.
know what I mean? Like
different time frame though. Like we could compare it to Bulaia, but now with things being COVID and his stance. If you guys didn't catch BJ Penn's stance, he's lifting everything. Freedom, that's a trendy word right now. And then all the mandates are gone, and he's going to bring the best doctors. The best doctors the world has to offer is going to come to Oahu, help the local people. Did Bulaia really? Bulaia just came out and just laughed. So kind of a different stance.
I voted
stance.
For him.
Who else was running that time? When was that? Lingle? Was that Linda Lingle?
Probably.
So
I forget.
There is a shot because of the way the cultural and the climate in general of Oahu, this might happen, and the neighbor islands.
Right.
He might get a good chunk of votes. But will that make a dent to overtake, I guess, Josh? I guess, are we thinking that Josh is going to be the guy that's going to be in the lead here? No one should be voting for Kirk Caldwell. I'm just going to say that right now. No one.
Is there anybody that you'd like to see run?
What's Bulaia doing right now? But there's no really... I mean, we don't know what Vicky Cayetano is going to be saying, right? She's a businesswoman. People are trendy of businesswomen. They voted Blanchardian. So, but then if you vote her in, then you got Ben coming along. Do you want Ben Cayetano at 80 years old coming along?
No.
And they're going to shut the rail down because you guys remember Ben. We're going to get real political right now. Ben's stance when he decided to run was, I'm shutting the rail down at like 75. So at 80...
No.
Will we? Okay, so you got that. Then that means, are you voting for Josh? Are we voting for a doctor to take over as the governor? I'm like putting you guys on the spot. Yeah, it's like really serious. We should play like Channel Live Madism right now or something, but I'm sorry. Shout out to people know. KRS versus Big Daddy Kane in the versus battle coming at the end of this week. But yeah,
is that tomorrow? When is that?
Is that tomorrow? Okay. Is this week?
I saw it. I didn't look at the date.
Okay. But. Shout out to everybody over 40. So, are we gonna make a prediction here? Any final predictions on the election? BJ Penn's a friend of yours. Are you gonna go with the
actually, I'm not gonna vote for him.
You're not.
No.
Okay. So then,
right now I don't know. Undecided. Okay. Maybe undecided. Josh Green.
Okay, technique. Are you gonna
be the best one? I think. Yeah.
Honestly, I'd like to see Kawakami from Kauai enter the race.
That could be a dark horse.
I would like to see
him. Could. What about Tulsi Gabbard? Do you think Tulsi's going to come out of hiding?
I do like Tulsi, but like I said before in past shows, I'd like to see her here more and more involved in Hawaii locally.
That's
not
a good
from
point.
Afar. Like you can't be about Hawaii and remotely be political. Like you either be here or don't.
DJ Jimmy Taco, ladies and gentlemen. Fine. That's a good take. That was a good take.
You got me on my first beer, so wait till the second one. It's.
I just took
a
sip of my
whiskey.
There'll
be a few more F-bombs in there, but yeah.
Technique, you're on beer one, two?
One.
Okay, we're building. We're building to
warming
this.
Up, bro. Warming
all
up.
All right. So speaking of that, let's get some credible news people on this show. Let's go and introduce. He is the Hawaii News Now. He's the anchor and reporter. Let's bring him on in. Casey Lund, where are you? Casey Lund, where are you? There he is.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's talk news. You wearing slippers too. So that's even better. None of us really have. Your mic's good? Okay. Just make it. I don't know. Is it? Is your mic not on?
Oh.
Shout out DJ E-Rock. Where you at? Doc. Where did he go? I think he went on a smoke break. Where did E-Rock go?
E-Rock, can we get the mic?
Oh, is that it? Is that the designation? Well, you know, beggars can't be choosers. But wait, I guess is he even here? Did he go in some place? Someone text him. Yeah, let me go get the mic. Okay, we're gonna sub out.
This is a really professional show. I promise you.
Well, when you move to Pauhana, and. Okay, so I'm going to watch this. Watch this maneuvering. This is some because the wire is like, okay, watch this.
There we go.
There it is. There I am.
Now we have a show is what they call it.
Okay.
Casey, how you been?
I've been well. Busy. Like you said, just trying to get by. That's what we're all saying.
Isn't
these
that
days,
the
right?
theme for today?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
So, how have you been?
Oh, likewise. Yeah. It is what it is. Yeah. We'll say that one.
Another cliche pandemic.
Right?
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Yeah, this week is all about cliches. So this is the thing I want to start off with. Because when I go on the, when I do the research, when I do my research, as the kids say, and then I go on the internet, and I try to look stuff involving yourself, I go to Hawaii News Now website.
State of Hawaii versus Casey Lund.
I didn't go that far in the deep. Yeah. Do I need to go to the deep web for that one?
No.
So I go on the site of the employer of you, and all it says Weekend anchor and reporter for Hawaii News Now.
He works here.
That's it. What, you are a mystery, sir. Do I need to go to the dark webs for information here?
No, it's the court systems that right. you're going to want to search for the, you know. No, no. I've worked for Hawaii News Now, and then I took some time off, and then I came back. So my bio might not be up to date.
Yeah.
But, you know. Nalo, class of 96. Okay, guys.
There we go. How about you guys didn't see that coming.
Okay. I need to put in more of my personal information.
There needs
there,
to be something
I
on there.
I do. I do. I do. I know.
I mean, because you're in Washington. Were you?
I was last working in Washington. I'm from Idaho, a really tiny town in Idaho. But I was last working at an ABC station in Washington.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So what year was this?
2018. So I'm pretty new. I'm pretty new out here.
Well, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Thoughts on Oahu thus far?
I love it. But Aaron. Having traveled to the other islands.
Okay. It's worse. What does that mean?
You kind of realize like, oh, there's better things out there. This is like you can't go in any one direction without bumping into like, you know, 10 other people. So that's the only complaint I have about Hawaii. Right. But other than that, I mean, it's Hawaii. I mean, I'm not going to be an asshole. Right. It's beaches. it's beautiful. There's everything you need here.
Yeah, don't be that, Holly. Yeah. Okay, come on. Let's not do that.
Oh, I will. But
what drink are you on? We'll get the minimum.
Let's get some shots on the stage.
Right? That's coming.
No, let's mix it up.
Right. So became the weekend anchor, reporter. So... we're going to have Grant Capone. He's going to come on and talk about the housing situation. You did a story on the housing market.
Well, we do Priced Out of Paradise stories regularly, right? And again, I guess there's another thing about Oahu. It's like, man, it's kind of depressing. I mean, the prospect of, especially a single person, I don't know what your situation is, buying, purchasing any kind of home that you'd actually want to live in, that you could afford. I have well-established friends that make good money that are struggling to find something that they like and that they can afford, and they make good money. You know, it's just the inventory is really low. I mean, he's going to talk about it too, and then you know the competitiveness of the market and Kanoe Gibson's sister, I don't know, Myla, she's a realtor and also was also in the home buyer. We featured her. She's like, you know, we were in the running for, you know, same story that everybody's got.
Yeah.
We put an offer in, and then, you know, we got beat out, whatever, that happens. And then that home that we, like, I followed it to the end of the sale.
Yeah.
I saw it for rent like a month later. And I think that's like the truly, like, telling, very sad story about real estate here is that, it's mostly being used for very rich people's income. And and that's like me bitching as a white guy that just moved here 3 years ago. I couldn't imagine if I lived here my whole life and like you saw that happening, you couldn't afford a place to live. It sucks.
Right. And there was a thing where, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but in the story you were trying to find people that were trying to buy and you just couldn't find.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I was able to get in touch with some people who were buying, but... one of them had a horror story about getting taken for wire fraud for like a couple hundred grand from somebody who was impersonating an escrow officer, which is on the rise. Secondly, you know, I mean, it's a personal thing when you're like, it's an emotional thing, I think, too.
Yeah.
When you're like looking for a home, you get let down, you don't find it.
Yeah.
People don't always want to open up and share that.
Yeah.
So, you know, Milo, who's awesome, she was able to like share like her story. I mean, she's a realtor, though, too. But yeah, I'd reached out to a few different people. I got a real estate buddy, and I was like, hey, can you hook me up with anybody that's searching, you know, been let down, going through the ringer of trying to find a place to buy?
Yeah.
And he gave me a bunch of people, but it's kind of like when, you know, I cover unemployment a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't want to talk. I mean, that's a tough thing to talk about. It's not.
Very sensitive.
Yeah.
And along with unemployment, along with everything else that's been going on, and I asked your cohort, Ashley Nagaoka.
My conservator.
Yeah. who said back in April, I don't know if you should have Casey on the show.
What did she say? I want to know what she said.
And, you know, shout out Jonathan Jared, who's in the crowd.
Yeah,
he could maybe attest to this. I don't know how many he had that night. But he and she was saying you would be too controversial to be up on stage, depending on the drink count.
Yeah.
We're at count number two, so who knows what's going to happen next.
Hey, these are just the ones I had here, buddy.
Well, the very controversial Casey Lent. So, current state of the broadcast news. Now, a lot, of course, has changed over the year, especially 2020. All these different options. State of local broadcast news.
I think it's unfortunately, you know, relatively sad. And I'm going to just be honest and candid with you. I think the traditional way that we do news, 15-second soundbite, minute 30 story, I think people are kind of tuning out to that. Granted, though, I'm not going to say that there's not a lot of great work being done. And I'm not just trying to be politically correct. I mean, look at Lynn Cuano, who's like...
Shout out.
taking out police lieutenants and left and right. And
she's
and
doing
Chels
it.
Just did that with the Maui police chief and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, not chief, excuse me. I'm not trying to misspeak. But there's still amazing work being done by local journalists. I just think people are consuming it different. And what Jonathan and Ashley do, the noon show, like, that's why I was so stoked to come on this show, too. Just, like, doing something that picks people's brains and makes them think in a different way. And maybe you have a conversation that's longer than... We talked to the police chief, and he said this, tonight at 5.
Right, like, we got to move away from
I do
that.
Think that people, especially in our age, are starting to, well, you know, A, cut the cord of cable and all that, but being very turned off to that format of tonight at 5. People are consuming news that way.
Yep.
I think that some stations, some local stations, are starting to adapt. I hope and think that we are. I'm like a dinosaur. I'm like the Ron. I'm a Ron Burgundy wannabe. I wish I was back in the 70s.
You have that appeal.
Drinking whiskey at the desk, like I mean, but that's not cool. that time is over.
But that's your appeal, though.
Yeah.
Because when one is watching you, you sound serious, but it's like at any given second you're gonna crack.
Yeah.
Like you're ready to tell a joke. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you know
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Screw this. And it's like we're waiting, you know, but you don't do it. But
is he gonna stay awake for this whole newscast? I don't know.
But then when you do cut you throw in some zingers here and there, and it's like, all right, we know where you're coming from with this.
I mean, I don't think like anybody wants to listen to a robot just read the news. Like some personality and some emotion goes a long way.
Definitely, that's it. So that's exactly what you do. And well, let's talk about something non-controversial because I know you're something that's very dear to you is your work with Big Brothers, Sisters.
Yeah.
So you've been doing a lot of work with them. So what anything coming up in the works for them with the holiday season?
Yeah, you know, well, with COVID, like, isn't that an awful sentence to start? Well, with COVID and everything.
It is what it is.
Well, it is what it is. We're all just trying to do our best to get through. Let's have another drink here, my friend. But
we play that game.
With COVID, there's a lot less going on. But they usually have, like, I mean, they do all kinds of cool stuff, like a back-to-school blitz where they buy kids, you know, new clothes, school supplies, and stuff. For the holidays, it's not so much, they don't have a whole lot going on. But what I always encourage people to do is check that organization out. Even if you don't want to sign up to be a mentor, what I always say is maybe you know somebody that does, like somebody that just moved to town, doesn't have a job, doesn't, you know, is trying to, like, establish themselves. It's a great organization to get involved with. I'm not bullshitting. It's like it's a very meaningful thing, and it makes a true difference in somebody else's life. I can't say enough good things about it. But yeah, they're always in need of volunteers. And what's interesting is usually they always need more male volunteers because there's surprise surprise, most of the like troubled children are young men. So they usually but
these fuckers.
With the pandemic, there's been a lot of people volunteering, so they're actually reaching out to have people bring their kids into the program. Like, they have enough volunteers and stuff, and with everything going on, you've read the statistics about domestic violence and stuff during the pandemic. There's a need for more of that, and so they're encouraging people to sign up.
No, it's a great thing that we need more kids. What else?
Kids, man.
We got to deal with this. This is a major situation, all right? But speaking of other major situations, we're always going to have a game for you to play.
Okay.
We're going to have something fun amongst all of the uncertainty. DJ Jimmy Taco is going to be playing for you some songs. Three songs.
All right.
And you're going to guess the name of the artist. It's a thing that we do. It's a little...
Oh, no.
It's a fun thing that they say.
I'm familiar.
You know, you guys heard of that?
I'm bad.
Casey, Taco, you ready for Casey?
So I'm guessing the artist. Artist.
You're guessing the artist.
Artist. Okay.
All right. Jonathan, help him out.
Janet Jackson!
And of course, people can always yell the song out when the liquor kicks in.
Thank you.
No way Casey would have got that song. Nope. So, Casey, you are correct. One for one.
Snowball's chance in hell.
Let's go with... Okay, here we go. Ready? Song number two. He didn't hear that, so you have a chance.
Oh, Otis Redding?
Interesting choice. No, but interesting.
Stevie Wonder.
That is correct.
No, maybe it was the four people yelling it at me.
Well, you played it off like you didn't hear it, which is good. Which was good. Song number three, DJ Jimmy Taco.
Okay.
If you get this one, Casey, I might have to give you a shot.
Salt and Pepper?
Not bad.
TLC.
Wow. All right, that is correct.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
The crowd really ruined it.
But you persevered and you pulled it off.
I would have gotten it. You give me like one more beat, I would have had it.
It's not like I'm not going to get you a shot or something. I'm like, what are we playing off here? But yes, please check this man out. We can anchor. He's the reporter. He's doing it all. He keeps it straight face, but you're ready to laugh at any moment.
I like to party, man. I'm ready to party.
Very controversial.
Very controversial.
Right. Casey Lund, everyone. Let's go take a break. Sleep time's over. All right. And we are back. And shout out to, I think tonight is going to be, correct me if I'm wrong, is the Hokus live tonight? Or is that going to be recorded? Or is it like a taped show?
Pre-recorded.
The Hoku Hano Hano Awards is going to be...
It has been previously recorded and will be airing tonight. Yes.
Thanks, DJ Jimmy Taco.
You're welcome.
Any predictions on who's going to win? I guess we'll go Best Hip Hop Album.
Josh Satofi.
Of course. He'll probably win Best Hip Hop Album. And what about Best Rock Album? Is there a Best Rock for the Hokus?
I don't know.
It's going to be like... There's got to be like, wait, there's always like that token like Holly group of rockers.
E-Rock would be the best one because he does sound
shout
for
out DJ
every,
E-Rock.
He does the sound for everybody. So he would know who's who and who does
E-Rock's
what.
E-Rock's got money on somebody.
And he knows who won already.
Yeah, he knows who won already, right.
Right?
He's not sworn to secrecy.
Right. I mean.
Do we even know, like, okay.
We don't.
Best Hip Hop Album, is it going to be a Punahele?
Punahele.
I hope so.
Right?
I
mean. And is that all we got? Is that all we know of the categories?
Scott Otoro's on it.
Shout out Otoro,
three
yes.
times, bro.
Three times.
I just saw the ballad, yeah.
Shout
three
out
times.
With, what, Kurosawa?
How you do that, bro? How you be on there three times?
Perseverance, bro. You gotta
and none of these DJs are serviced with their music. Like, I have none of the music.
There's no DJ of the year for, like,
it's not
no
like I had a radio show before that played hip-hop.
Don't be bitter
Hawaii.
Now, Taco, really.
That's all I fucking
have.
That's all I fucking have.
We're talking about awards here.
Lumpy oatmeal, cold coffee, and that's what happens in your old.
You know, the DJ award, the winner of DJ of the Year in my heart, DJ Jimmy Taco. Okay.
Oh, fuck off, you fucking liar.
Shout out DJ Freeze, DJ of the Year, DJ Drama. Okay.
Yeah, there's far better DJs than me.
All right, yeah, we're calling out people that they're not watching. But let's continue on because we're going to have another longtime friend of the show who's a hip hop head. Apparently, that's still a term, a head. Mm-hmm. Insert your joke. But we're going to bring him on. He's going to talk. Believe it or not, he is a realtor, Taco. He is a very good realtor. He's a realtor advisor for Marcus & Associates. But it's Marcus Realty now. But Marcus & Associates sounds really classy. Let's bring out Grant Capone Conojo. Here he is. The realtor to the stars. He's got a bag. Right? Only Grant's going to know this song. Okay, have a seat. Have a seat, sir. All right.
And you thought I was going to play Randy Newman or something like
that. I did.
Right, we'll get to that later. All right, everyone.
How come you didn't introduce me as a Nahoku Hano Hano nominee? I didn't win.
Isn't everyone like that?
I guess everybody in hip hop in Hawaii is.
Yeah. Got nominated. Technique, you got nominated for Hoku.
I got nominated before there was even a category for like compilation album.
You're shout out dating yourself. What are you doing, Taco? Come on.
I'm single. Who else is gonna fucking date me?
God, fuck.
Okay.
What time is it? Okay, yeah. Is it too early for this time? Grant, how you doing? Great to have you back on. It's been like forever.
Thank you.
Since you've been on the show. And strangely, you were on in 2019 or 2018 in the fall, because I want to just address, you would do something at Best Buy every year that was kind of, that was known in the news, the Black Friday situation. I wanted to throw that out. Is that happening this year? The waiting in line thing. Are we allowing that?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Last year it didn't.
Right. You guys heard about this, right? Like how Grant...
I would think that it's not, but...
Right.
I mean, okay. We don't know. We'll be ready if it is.
Okay, because Black Friday was a thing that you would do for many years. You guys hang out there. You guys put the tent out there. I think you guys are performing out there. You put a stage out there. You know, the cabin of the Cattles is out there in a golf court. And then, yeah, you're out there waiting for... and then what you're doing is you're not purchasing stuff for yourself. I just wanted to address that for everyone. What was the operation about, the whole Best Buy?
Yeah, I mean, we're just hanging out, having fun, and everything we buy, we donate. So last year, we donated... Yeah. Oh, sorry, 2019, we donated everything to foster families and their children.
That's dope.
Yes.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Right on.
Excellent. So I just want to put, you know, this man has been doing great work throughout the years, you know, never mind COVID. But on top of that, we talked about the housing market with Casey Lund. So that's why I wanted to have you on. Housing market's going nuts.
It is.
Everybody buying them up. So for someone trying to maneuver this, I guess I want to go, like, give you two scenarios. If someone was a seller, what is going on with a person selling their condo house right now, 2021?
You know, believe it or not, people that are selling real estate are having almost just as hard of a time as people buying real estate for different reasons.
Yeah.
And the reason is these people that are selling... they're trying to buy something else, right? So they're selling their house, but they can't find anything, or they're getting beat out. They're getting outbid. So they're having an equally hard time trying to find something to buy. So it's the buying part that's essentially screwing everybody up right now, buyers and sellers.
Wow, because everybody's been saying, well, the people around the town are saying, like, okay, I can just put my house on the market. Oh, yeah, several buyers. Buyers coming from all over
absolutely.
The place.
That'll happen.
Right, and then they're overpricing. A lot of the initial, do you see that a lot? Somebody putting something up for like 600, they go in 620, 630?
For the most part, I don't see overpricing. I see people pricing it right where the market is.
Yeah.
But because of the competition, it's driving the price up. Yeah. So ultimately, they end up getting a lot more than they wanted. But the starting point, for the most part, has been kind of right in line with where it should be.
Got it. And mortgage rates currently, for the people that don't know,
they've risen a little bit as of late. They're about 3.25% on average right now.
Oh, that's all.
Yeah. I mean,
shout out people, home buyers.
Dude, shout out to my dad who paid 12% in 1981.
Right?
Wow.
Right? And then, you know, 3%, people are complaining like, oh,
right.
What happened to the 2% days?
Right. So when was the 2% days back? When did that end?
I mean, 2% was earlier this year.
Right.
So, I mean,
which is nuts.
It's just only recently been kind of etching up a little bit.
And even low threes is still.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'll say as a home buyer, I was excited to get 3.5, and this was like 2016.
I was excited at 5.5 back in 2010. And
right, it's insane.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to let's go with the person that's trying to buy for the first time, is it a good idea for a first-time home buyer to maneuver themselves in 2021 right now?
All right, so I can only speak on what I am familiar with. I am not a Kahala agent. I am not a Hawaii Kai agent. I am not a beachfront
property.
You're
an agent for the people,
Gold Coast. I'm a
for
local.
For the local people.
Yeah.
That's right. Shout out the Hokus.
I'm a all local right. Leeward, central, urban Honolulu type
That's
of realtor.
We're an
right?
urban show, Grant. That's what
First
exactly.
time buyers. Yeah. Young couples, young families,
we're
single
a young people show.
That's kind of my milk and tea. But milk and tea, is that a thing?
It's not.
It's not.
No,
it's,
but
it's
that's
really
maybe,
not.
Maybe
gonna,
across the pond.
We're
across
smiling.
Across
we're just
going to
agree with you because you said all the right things before that. So we're going to just keep that going, Grant.
All right. So this is what I'm telling every single person that is interested in buying something in Hawaii right now. If you are able to buy something now, if it's within your budget, now can make sense, provided that you are going to hold on to that property for the next 7 to 10 years. That's literally what my criteria is. Because if you're thinking you're going to buy something in this market and flip it in 2 years and make a boatload of money and then move to Vegas, that's probably not going to happen. So if you're in it for the long haul, 7 to 10 years, because, and the reason I say 7 to 10 years is because that's what we expect the next cycle to look like. right? So we're almost at the top, if not at the top. When it dips, and it will dip, because it always does, it'll probably take 7 to 10 years for it to recover to the point where what you paid for it is below what it's worth. And that's really what people are looking for, right? They want to make a profit.
Right.
And, yeah.
Everybody wants to just be ahead of the game.
Absolutely.
Right, and that's always a thing. Do you think the as far as the mortgage rates goes, do you think it's going to kind of level off now, or do you see things changing where it's going to be going higher and higher and higher? What do you see trending-wise coming into the end of the year here?
Last year, the Feds had indicated that they had no interest in raising the interest.
Yeah.
Right? Anytime you have an economic recovery like we're going through now, the last thing any politician wants to do is upset that growth. Right? So one of the quickest ways to upset that growth is by raising rates.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't think that rates will go much higher than they are now. I think you're going to see them fluctuate between 2.5 and 3.5, probably for the next year or so. Now, no one has a crystal ball, but
right.
That's kind of what we're thinking.
A lot of people around the town are saying, like, all these places are getting bought up, but they're getting bought up by people not from here.
Okay.
What's the deal with that?
I have a huge problem with that statement because I see it all the time in people's comments, right? Every time they post, Hawaii hits a new record for median price. Everybody posts, oh, mainland people buying, Chinese people right. buying, Japanese people buying. Now, I can't speak for Kahala, Hawaii Kai, the Gold Coast, all of those types of markets. That's not me.
They're not local people.
But all I can say is, for the most part, urban Honolulu, central Oahu, and leeward Oahu, it is local buyers that are buying them. And that, I know it's not going to, maybe you guys don't believe me, but I do transactions. I deal with sellers, I deal with buyers, and we're constantly dealing with local people. Now, again, it's not Kahala. Kahala, you might have a whole bunch of mainland people, you might have a whole bunch of Japanese people, but no, not in most of what we're looking for as local yeah. people. Most of our competition is locals.
Wow. So with all the new developments, are we seeing local people moving away from, like, their place in Aiea, they're selling Aiea to go Kakaako? Are you seeing that kind of migration, or who's buying up the Kakaako, the new ones?
For the most part, it's young professionals yeah. that want to be in town,
yeah.
right? So people that work in town, that want to be in the hub of everything. So we're seeing a lot of those, like, young professionals, young couples, young families wanting to move into town. But for what they can get in town,
right.
a lot of them are also looking outward because they can afford a lot more of a property if they're willing right. to go out a little bit more.
Right. Instead of, you know, affording a closet in Kakaako, you could just get the... Kapolei. It's all about Kapolei, right? Right, urban market? We good? Right. All right. Okay, so speaking of the Hokus, speaking of, you know, you're a hip-hop head, shout out No Master Bex, and we're going to play a game with you as well. We're going to have to do it because why not? We're going to play, you ready, Taco? We're going to play music trivia with you, and who knows what the theme's going to be for this. Grant, you ready?
What does Jimmy have planned?
Who knows at this
okay,
point?
Okay, audience, don't shout it out, right?
Everybody, shout out.
Give me at least 20 seconds.
That's a long time, Grant.
It's Hawaii hip hop. Okay. Right. I'll tell you right now, it's all Hawaii hip hop
right.
artists.
It's hip hop heads.
All hip hop, all right, right?
Hawaii hip hop, all right.
It's kind of hard over here, being stuck on this rock, surrounded by ocean and beauty, can be sublime to the ops.
That is the homie Creed Chameleon from the 94 block of Waipahu.
Shout out. Next week, Creed Chameleon will be performing.
Yeah, and what happened to Chameleon? Like, did he start adding that in yet? Because that's how I met him, was Chameleon.
Wasn't it always Creed Chameleon? No?
I don't know. For a while, it was Creed.
Yeah,
Creed.
Yeah, he dropped it a little while.
He dropped it.
He changed his name. He went by something else, and then he
shout
went
back
to
shout out the Rocky movie. What really?
Creed Chameleon.
Just Creed?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I did
just
not know this.
Creed Chameleon, all right.
I do not see Grant Capone with the knowledge, dropping knowledge here. Okay, song number two.
Born to the thorns, but raised in the waves. I'm torn between horns and a halo today. Yet, amid all the
haters that's breaking
my state, a halo remains between the eight.
Grant, you better know this.
But not in the religious sense, so don't take offense. The 808 tornado praise to pick apart.
This is Hawaii hip hop.
Dude, I have this song and I can't.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, just let it rain. Like fresh off a palm tree.
Hawaii rap music.
You got me, Jimmy.
Okay, Taco, tell him.
Who's that?
Wait, do you need a
change to the next person in the group?
Is that topic?
It's a group?
It's a group.
Built of. I think. It's all up for the breaks
and on call from the king. Yeah, you stumped Grant, but what is the.
Because I know you know this, so I'm going to let it run just a little bit.
As soon as you say it, I'm going to know it.
Are you just going to keep playing it to like just continue?
I don't know it right now.
Subliminally talk shit to Grant?
Monarchs.
Who? Monarchs.
Monarchs. So, Omega 6.
Shout out.
Timer. Oh.
Monarchs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I thought you said Mars.
Well, Hidden Habitats. Yeah. Monarchs. Yeah, right.
I forgot about Monarchs. Big up Omega 6.
Omega 6 Timer. Hidden Habitats. Like, my personal favorite all-time Hawaii hip-hop group. Hidden Habitats.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right? I mean, by far. Those two. Omanakas is up there, too.
Are right up there.
Those are top. Okay, song number 3. He got candy, now kids got rotten teeth.
Fanny, Annie, Coop, Domi's, French fries is cheap. With laundry money, youngsters, and they're watching the meat. Mo Illa Pillars. Manny walks on the same
small street. That is correct. Illy. That is correct. Fame one.
Dude.
Boogaloo Buzz.
I remember going to concerts at Liquids.
Shout out Jamal.
Seeing them fight with the Alcoholics.
Shout out Kilowatts. Liquids, where everybody got in for free. No one paid at Liquid Surf Den. And we just... We're there. Yes.
Dude, good job, Jimmy. I was expecting L.A. Underground for some
well, no,
reason.
No. That would have been too much.
Yeah, speaking of L.A. Underground, we end out our little fun with something that... let's talk about baseball.
Oh, game baseball. One.
Baseball. You guys heard of that?
We got any baseball fans out
Probably
there?
Not. But no, there's two.
I don't think anyone under 50 is a baseball
that
fan.
That is correct.
Except me and Taco.
Except you and, of course, Taco's under 40. So game one of the National Thanks. League Divisional Series between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the San Francisco Giants is upon us tomorrow.
Chill.
Yeah. Grant, what's your favorite team of the baseball?
Well, I came prepared for the thousands of people in attendance today.
There's a.
Just give me a couple minutes. I'm just gonna.
Uh-oh.
Get
uh-oh.
Ready for this. Everyone.
Address. I should have got you a song. Undressing.
Welcome to the unrated portion.
Yeah, sleep time is definitely over.
We're all right. We're awakened now.
I got three-time World Series championship manager.
Here, I'll play this for you,
Bruce Bochy.
I'll play this for you.
He has a bag. He's brought a bag. I'm just gonna shut up here.
Just because I'm a good sport. Just because I'm a good sport.
Let this all unravel. I'm putting the mic down. That's it.
Because I'm a great sport. An amazing song. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home.
To my city. In case you're just joining us,
Mr. Rogers style.
We're in the middle of shit talking of baseball sports teams.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Grant is a San Francisco Giants fan. DJ Jimmy Taco is a Los Angeles Dodgers fan. They're gonna proceed to talk shit for I don't know how long to end the show. I'm putting the mic down right now.
No, keep the mic up. I mean, I can't really see everything because I got this laptop in front of me.
Grant is still changing.
Tie your shoes, pull up your laces, bro.
Once again, the shit talking begins. When people like baseball or any sport, and thus we play We Love LA, of course, that was coming. And we have a flag. We have...
I didn't come that serious with a flag,
you
but...
See,
at least I got
a shot of this. Do we have a wide shot? We probably do. And... It's like a... we have one more thing. From Grand Capone, Kanoho, we have hats.
There you
wow.
go. That's all right.
That. Once again, you're watching Shit Talking of Sports.
I once lost a bet to a homie from San Francisco and had to wear a Giants hat for 6 months
there
that
you go.
I had to buy.
Best 6 months of your life, I reckon.
Shit.
Continue, everyone. Is that it? We got anything? Taco, you got to retaliate. Look at all this shit that he's doing here.
I didn't come that prepared.
Do something here. Say something.
I mean, sorry. I stepped on this hat.
It's all good.
I'm just fucking...
It's going to
a little grind in there.
You're going to tolerate the Taco. You got to say something.
I'm going to tolerate it because, you know...
Say like, hey, fuck you or something. I don't know.
No, your fans come to our stadium and we just fucking stab you.
No one's stabbing
you. Yeah, what is up with Dodgers fans fighting...
Well, I mean, just don't sit in the outfield. Just don't sit in the outfield. Yeah, I don't know. Too many Modelos.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, I want to say...
Cheers, technique.
I want to say something in defense, kind of, sort of, of you, Taco, okay, because I am the other Angels fan of Los Angeles, Anaheim. All right, don't make fun of me yet. But I was as an Angels fan, I went to Giants. What's Giants Stadium? It's a great stadium, by the way.
It's now Oracle.
It is?
It's Oracle Park. Yeah.
Really? All right.
Not a big fan of that, but...
The Giants fans there were a bunch of bitches. I just want to say, just coming up to me, talking shit. And these are like little girls talking shit. I'm like, what are you doing right now? But they have a good cheesy crab sandwich there.
They do.
At Giants Oracle Stadium, they have that, but the fans, kind of trashy. The Giants fans, kind of trashy. So in defense, kind of, which I shouldn't be on your side, Taco, because we're both like L.A. and it's not L.A., it's Anaheim. The Giants fans are kind of jerks. I've never been to Dodger Stadium, so I just want to...
Wait, can I get a picture of Jimmy behind this Beat LA?
Of course you can.
That's perfect.
Once again, we're shit-talking. Baseball. There we go. Tag us all. We're reposting that one.
All right, so here's my 2 cents on this upcoming series.
We're finally going to talk about the series.
All right. If I have some time here.
The floor is yours, sir.
The Giants are playing with house money. We weren't supposed to be here. We weren't supposed to have 107 wins. We weren't supposed to win the NL West. We weren't supposed to have the most home runs in National League. Right?
No. Nope.
None of that was
Not
supposed to happen.
Not at all.
So if we lose, hell, if we get swept, people would be like, it's all right. But if you guys lose,
yeah,
former, I say World Series champions with a little bit of an asterisk. The Giants have 8. Throughout their history.
Here we're going to go with the bubble shit,
the Dodgers
right?
have 6.25 at most for winning in a 60-game season. This year, we're 10-9 against the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. So we got a little bit of an advantage. We got a better bullpen. Not better starting pitching. I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be fun. And no matter what happens, Jimmy,
we're going to talk
still
shit.
Hate you.
We're still going to talk so much shit throughout the season.
Oh, no, we absolutely are.
We kind of ended on a nice note there. That was kind of a nice thing. He was like,
It is. Honestly,
there was no swearing there.
I have some really, really close friends that are Giants fans, and all we do is talk crap all season long. And they were here yesterday from LA that now live in Seattle or Washington, excuse me. And they're like, we just want to hang out and watch a game, you know, which was dope. So they didn't want to go do touristy stuff. They wanted to hang out with me and drink beers and watch a game, and that was awesome. He's got his OJ. You got an OJ glove in there?
We have a Giants handkerchief, apparently. What is this?
To wipe his tears.
I have no idea what that is.
That was a good one, Taco. There we go, finally.
To wipe my tears.
I got a couple.
That's a good retaliation. That's good.
You know what? But I really don't
I helped you out with that. I pulled the handkerchief out. I didn't even know it was in there.
See, like.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're
he
welcome.
Probably planted it, but thanks.
You got the Giants.
Are we done yet? Is this
the Giants
over?
Branded Oakleys here? I mean, you
we
know,
have Giants
come
branded
on.
Oakleys.
Look at the logo it? Right there in the corner.
There's
right
a logo. There. Okay, well, I know, it's shout out me being old, I can't see. All right.
The moment you put those on, it's sealed.
I
three
like
game sweep.
I feel like I'm in the Bay right now.
I honestly think it's gonna go 5 games.
I hope it does.
Really?
I wish this was a 7-game series.
I hope it goes 5 games, and
then
each game is like down to the wire to the end.
Yeah,
like I don't want it to be any team be swept. I just want it to be like, let's rock. Let's just play and have a great time and talk shit the entire
that's
time.
That's very nice. That's,
is it wrong for me to wish that Pujols has a heart attack running to first?
This fool.
You know what? Can I just
this
second?
Fool.
Let me tell
Uncle
something.
Tito over there.
Pujols can get the hell out of here, okay?
So Tito Pujols.
The Angels dealt with Pujols for 10 years. For 10 years, we dealt with Albert Pujols. Total
Andrew,
waste time.
What? Can
Andrew
you remember, can you remember
is
his
better.
Name?
You know what? Jeff Weaver, Jared Weaver, we can bring them all in. Former Dodger.
Yeah.
Jeff Weaver. I'm just saying Albert Pujols can get the hell out of here. 10 years was a total waste of time.
He did very well for your team.
He
and
did,
then,
what did he do? Did he go to the playoffs? What? See, now I'm entering this.
And then
you
he,
see what's happening?
And then he comes to the Dodgers? Then he comes to the Dodgers and
he's Dodgers,
kicks
he's,
ass.
He's a
that's
pitch
true.
He's a pitch hitter. He plays 1 every 10 games. Maybe gets an RBI.
Well,
that's all
I mean,
he's doing.
We're not trying to lose a hip.
For
like
10 years, 200. I'm now into this conversation. That's,
see what
I don't
want
to do this. We're going to be here. We have the Hokus coming.
You all better not let the oldest team in Major League Baseball beat you all.
No.
Because that's what we are. Average median age of a San Francisco Giant is 30.9.
You guys are like the Lakers
that's
of baseball.
Shit.
You guys are like the Lakers
team.
Of baseball.
We might die.
Can we stick to one sport?
Can all somebody right. lose a hip, like, in this series?
They might. They might, dude.
You know who lost a hip? Albert Pujols just lost a hip.
Oh, shit.
All right, shout out Mike Trout. Not coming back. All right, so is that it? Are we done with this shit talk thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I like, let's all just right. get...
It's that respect. Yeah. Between me and Jimmy, it's respect.
It always... And me between all my other Giants fans, it's always respect. That,
it all went
and
nicely.
It's fun. It's fun. You
it
know what I mean?
It's bottom line, it's sports. We're having fun. We're fun people.
Right.
We're great people. So, you know, to summarize, what have we learned tonight? We've learned that we can be great people despite our differences, despite our division. Right, Taco?
Right.
Yeah? Okay. And we can get along despite vaccine versus non-vaccine, BJ Penn versus Vicky Cayetano,
oh.
Giants versus Dodgers. Oh. We're all going to be good people. And Grant, before I guess we'll get out of here because we start drinking. I think you're on number two.
I'm on number four.
Jesus. Okay.
I know.
Well,
that was quick.
Things come in fives. All right, let's go do that. Thank you, Grant Capone Canojo.
Thank you. Thank you.
Always the insight on Realty. Casey Lunn, if he's still here, he's probably on drink 10. But thank you to both of you. Technique, Taco, let's get out of here. Sleep time's over, everyone. Good night.
Sober up.